The PURC has justified its decision to increase electricity by 12.9% and 6.1% for water, which takes effect tomorrow. It said the increase in electricity is to sustain the load shedding and not to enhance quality of service. The Public and External Affairs Director of the PURC, Nanaya Jantua, says the Commission had to implement the second quarter figures of 12.9% for electricity and 6.1% for water instead of the third quarter increase of 31.56% and 14.30% to save consumers the burden of extra hardships. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Madame Jantua said the Commission could further defer the third quarter figures should gas flow from the troubled gas processing plant. She spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Using the automatic adjustment formula this quarter, and the Commission realized an increase of 31.56% for electricity and 14.3% for water. But the Commission decided that because of the situation in which we find ourselves, even though the value of the tariff that we gave the utilities in January and last year has eroded due to the depreciation of the CD, and there was a need to pass on some form of adjustment to the utility service providers to even shore up the tariff a little bit so that they will be able to even maintain the load shedding which we are. And currently, the tariff that we have increased is not going to change the situation. It is going to maintain the situation. And also the 31.56% wouldn't have changed the situation anyway. It would have maintained the situation. So what the Commission decided was that let's not pass on the 31. Let's pass on whatever we did the last quarter. The second quarter. That is 12.09 and 6.1%. So that consumers will get some kind of reprieve, some kind of relief. Because at this moment, everybody is buying other alternative sources of energy to augment whatever electricity is coming through the grid. And of course, the cost of unsaved energy is expensive because if you are using generators, candles, and all that, it is not cheap. So at the end of the day, even though the utilities also need some form of increase to shore up the value of the tariff, there's a need to also look at the consumer side because our mandate enjoins us to look at the financial viability of the utility service provider whilst at the same time protecting the interests of
right,
the consumer.
So you didn't go with the 31.5%.
No, we didn't go with it.
You claim that you are using the deferred second quarter.
Yes,
one, but that is still an increment.
Yes, it's still an increase. It's still an increase. It has not been deferred. It's still an increase. That is why I said that there is an increase of 12.09%. But it is not what we got this quarter. That is the 31%. So it's still an increase because the value of the tariff of the utilities has eroded. And also we need to even maintain the load shedding that we are going through. Going forward, we all hope that we get enough gas coming through Atuabo. Mm. And that if gas comes through Atuabo, certainly there's going to be a paradigm shift in the situation that we are seeing now. And also government is putting in interventionist programs for LNG, CNG to come on stream. And that when that is done, certainly we will see a change in the situation.
Usually I've listened to you on various platforms, and then one catchphrase that I have put in here is that we are increasing it so that we give you good services. But then consumers are complaining. We don't.
You see, the point is that that's what I was saying, that the utilities should do a lot of education. There should be a lot of education out there because what we are seeing is not a question of quality or service. And people have been upset with me, and I'll keep saying, the PURC will keep saying that it is not an issue of quality of service, it's an issue of availability. There is not adequate generation to meet the demand. And once generation is not adequate, certainly you see some form of curtailment of power to avoid a system collapse.
Whatever the situation, you still have an increment if you're by implementing this new.
Yes,
what are you going to use the increment for?
It's not for us. It's for the utilities. So
what do you expect them to use it for?
To shore up the tariff that they have. To give it some value so that they can even maintain the load shedding.
Madame Jantua had some advice for consumers.
Conservation. At this moment, we should all conserve. We should conserve to make sure that the system will keep running on the demand side. Most of the, every time we talk about, oh, the losses are the utilities, and on the demand side, we are wasting 40% of the electricity that we use. The little campaign that was done, it realized 60 megawatts. And now Energy Commission is out there doing a lot of campaign on conservation, and I believe that they should be supported. Even financially, if there's an institution that can support the campaign with some money, because they need to do adverts, they need to run road shows, they need to do a lot of education, buy airtime. So everybody should come on board and help for conservation, for the conservation drive to succeed. Because if we're able to get 200 megawatts as in savings, it saves money in our pocket, and it also saves the system from collapsing.